Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7 Jenny Boom Boom. Jenny Boom
Boom. Did you see Eminem on stage the other night? And he was going like this.
Oh, yeah?
Did you see? We got the video up, hot93.7.com.
Oh, I gotta check it out.
I forget where he was actually performing, but I was watching it, and he was like doing a little dance.
Yeah,
it was dance. It was really funny, actually. All right, so hi, Craig.
What up,
Extension, he's gone.
Right.
But his estate has every intention of keeping his name alive. In fact, they have now applied for a trademark to put his name on a bunch of streetwear, including jerseys, jackets, hats, T-shirts, sweats, collared shirts, and hoodies.
Right.
And this application was filed at the end of June, and, you know, he was fatally gunned down.
Yep.
And so I guess we're going to get some XXXTention. Clothing.
Jenny, Michi, you're wearing it? What you doing?
I it depends on how expensive it is, Greg.
I mean, you know, you might get a promo one. You, Jenny Boom Boom.
No, possibly. I probably won't, but it's okay. I don't get anything. Hey, police have arrested a second suspect in XXXTentacion's murder case, a 22-year-old Michael Boatwright. He was arrested on a drug charge on July 5th and then served with an arrest warrant for a first-degree murder on July 10th. Detectives are calling this guy, Michael Boatwright, a gunman in XXX murder.
Wow.
And say they're still looking for an additional gunman.
Wow.
So there we go. Michael. And, of course, we already know Robert Allen was also
yep.
a person of interest in this case. And Dedrick D. Williams, he was arrested and booked
yep.
for first-degree murder
yep.
already. So
they're going to get him.
All right, so the victim in the LaShawn McCoy home invasion has now gotten a lawyer and appears to be pointing the finger at the NFL star.
Right.
So he's from the Buffalo Bills, correct?
Right.
Her name is Delicia Corden, and that is his ex-girlfriend. And she has hired an attorney who has now issued a statement saying that she was sleeping early Tuesday morning when a man entered her Georgia home and pistol-whipped her. You got to check out the pictures,
wow.
hot937.com. I guess her lawyer is saying that the assailant demanded specific items of jewelry that had been given to her by LaShawn McCoy.
Right.
Jewelry that this guy, I guess, had previously demanded that she return to him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know, they were actually in a little battle because they lived together.
Yep.
He was trying to evict her out of the house. Then when that didn't work, I guess he was asking for all of the gifts that he ever gave her.
Right.
And she wasn't giving them back. In fact, they were supposed to be in court yesterday over the situation, and this happened. So, you know, I guess the lawyer is claiming that before the incident, LaShawn McCoy would often suggest to Ms. Corden that she could be robbed because the jewelry was expensive.
Right.
Now, she didn't point the finger at him, like, totally. Like, she didn't say his name.
Right, yep.
But she's insinuating that he had something to do with it.
LaShawn McCoy didn't have no sisters. Like, no sisters could have handled this case. Like, oh, man, he's in so much trouble now.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Because she is, like, I mean, she's a model, and her face looks crazy.
Absolutely.
Crazy. Meanwhile, speaking of crazy, NFL star Pac-Man Jones was involved in a violent altercation at an Atlanta airport.
That guy is not crazy.
So
that guy is normal.
He touched down at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport on Tuesday evening when police say the very crazy ABM employee Frank Reagan made a gesture towards Pac-Man Jones.
Right.
So he confronted the man about the gesture, and a verbal altercation broke out, and that's when this guy, Mr. Reagan, struck Pac-Man Jones
right.
with a closed fist, causing a laceration on his face.
Wow.
Pac-Man Jones defended himself, knocking this guy down to the ground, and during the fight, this guy also, Frank Reagan, hit Pac-Man Jones' female companion.
Wow.
We got the video, hot937.com, but I guess police said that he was the aggressor.
Right.
You know, this guy, Frank Reagan,
yep.
out of nowhere, just was the aggressor. And he was arrested for 2 counts of battery. He went to the hospital, but Pac-Man Jones was like, I'm all right.
I got this. Practice in the morning.
But again, let me just say, like, when you're famous and people decide to say stuff to
absolutely.
You should probably just ignore
yeah.
it. You know?
And do like Jenny Boom Boom. We'll block you on Instagram.
Oh, I just block you.
We block you.
I just block.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You talk back.
Oh, yeah. I defend all my friends.
No, you defend yours. Craig always talks back. I'm like, why do you even bother?
Oh, man.
I got
something to say, man.
I just block. I'm like,
Jenny blocks.
I don't see anything.
Block.
Like, you don't like me? Don't be on my Instagram.
Block.
Don't be following me. And don't comment. Here's your latest weather brought to you today by Mercedes. Tonight's cloudy with a low of 62. Tomorrow, sunny and 85. Friday, sunny and 84. It's partly cloudy and 86 degrees in Hartford. It's hot 937.
Ah, summer. A time where the days are longer and the rides are sweeter. And now you can get a great offer on a sweet.